Good morning, everyone. I'm here in my study to present this message because last Sunday our tape recorder did not pick up the message. And I thought it would be important to do this because we are beginning a new series in that great text of Scripture, Romans 8:28-39. And verse 28 really introduces what Paul wants to teach us about the commitment of God to the believer. And so we'll begin in verse 28 of Romans 8. And we read, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose." Now, a better way to think of this is not that all things work together themselves for good, but to read it this way. And we know that God works all things together for good to those who love him and who are the called according to his purpose. It's very interesting that the apostle begins this verse by saying, "And we know." We Christian people know something that the unbelieving world cannot know and does not know. We know about salvation. We know about the atonement. We know what we, and then Paul explains here what we know. First of all, he says, we know what God is doing. We know that God works. God is full of energy. He's full of power. He exerts his force, his strength, his ability, and he works mightily. Then he says that God works all things. The word all is very important here. It means every. Everything. Well, what is a thing? A thing includes all that we can think of. Objects, people, events, trials, tribulation, suffering, persecution, sickness, sin, death, joy, rejoicing. All of these things work together according to the providential working of God. So God works all things together for good. It's important that we understand this because we really don't know what is good. Good in this sense means those things that are spiritual and eternal. Those things that are spiritual and eternal for our advantage. Things that are useful, excellent, beneficial, valuable, and full of worth. God works all things together for good. We tend to think that good means always happy, always pleasant circumstances. Everything is right. Whereas the biblical good means spiritual and eternal welfare. We know that God works all things together for good. Now then, the apostle tells us, we know for whom God is doing it. For those who love him. Now, who are those who love him? They are those whom God loved first. According to 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. And so we know for whom God is doing this. For those who love him. For those who are the called. This term, the called, is both a noun and a verb. The called refer to the group of people whom God has chosen, and who has by the Holy Spirit brought into faith through regeneration. This is a group, the called. The verb is the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit in seeking us out and bringing conviction of sin and convincing us of our need of salvation and revealing to us that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior, and that by His death and resurrection we are forgiven and given eternal life. And the Holy Spirit places that call into our hearts, creates faith, and we respond in salvation. We know not only what God is doing, working all things together for good, but we also know for whom God is doing it, for those whom He has chosen, for those who respond in love to Him, and who are the called according to His purpose. We know why God is doing it now. It is according to His purpose. It is according to His plan. It is according to His predestinating to establish and to determine. This call is by divine appointment. It's prearranged. And at the exact moment in our history, the Holy Spirit visits us with this call. It is according to God's purpose. So this verse 28 sets the tone for this great paragraph of Scripture, which teaches us of God's commitment to us. Now, why is this verse important? First of all, it establishes God's sovereign control and ability over every person and every event that occurs. God is sovereign over creation, over history, over our personal history, and it reveals to us that He can be trusted with everything, every event in our life, because it's under His control. It also reveals God's dedicated love for His people, His commitment to us. It provides a solid base for us to trust Him in everything. It reveals that God has a purpose for our life, that our life is not just haphazard, not lucky, not chancy, but spelled out by God's predestinating plan. Now, this passage of Scripture, which we will continue to study, Romans 8:28, through 39, reveals God's commitment to us and how we should live. We live our life on the basis not of our commitment to God, which is weak and faltering and unsteady, but on the basis of God's commitment to us, so that we live in rest and peace and security, because God's commitment is final and authoritative and never changes and is full and complete and satisfying. Now may the Lord God Almighty take this verse of Scripture and so grip our hearts that we will live in it and by it now and forever. Lord God, we pray this morning that this truth will sink home into our hearts and be a part of our life, so that we may live honoring Your sovereignty, understanding Your providence, and trusting You in all things. May it be true. Amen, and so be it. For Jesus' sake, amen.